Red Dog, written by Willem Anker and read by Peter Noble.
Wat sou hulle mekeer het, daardie brakke, om weg te dros uit gawe buurte? Peter Bloom. What could have possessed them, those curs, to stray from charming neighborhoods? 1761 to 1798. 1. Gamensi. The lizard on the rock. White ant in its beak. Its jaws start churning. It surveys its surroundings all along the cliff. Its chomping subsides. Its eyeballs roll. The color of its head and forepaws proclaims its readiness to mate. It displays its red-brown back and ruff. It looks up, swivels its neck to the right. The blue skin of its neck strains and stretches. See, behind the crag lizard, I arise from the rock. I dust my hat, light my pipe. Behold me, I am the legend. Gunrad the Base. Come, let me contaminate you, my reader of tainted stock. If you read this, you see what I see, and I see everything. I am of all time, I am immortal. Do not call me soul. I have a multitude of names. Call me rather Gunrad or Gun, if you are my mother or sister. Pin me down as the base, or base, just as you see fit. Call me king of the bastards, Kula, Kadisha, Moro, Tipafa, or Kugowe. I am all of them. I am omnipresent. I am omnibase. You will find me in many embodiments. You will come across me as itinerant farmer and anthropologist, rebel and historian. I am a vagabond, a bookbibber, a smuggler, lover, and naturalist. I manifest as hunter, bigamist, orator, pillager, patriot, stone shagger. I'm a warrior and a liar. I'm a scoundrel and a teller of my own tale. I am going to blind you and bewilder you with my incarnations. With my omnipotent gaze. I am a bird of passage. I am the wind beneath your wings. Stroke the small of my back and you will know I am no angel. I know you well. I know you can't look away. May I bewhisper you further? The little hairs in your ear vibrate as my breath comes closer. Migrate with me. Through human memory, over the unmarked dusty wastes as far as the primal footprint, the first bolt fire, the troop of ape-like creatures, heaving erect in the grasslands. Hear the feet, stamping in the caves. See the half-human animals scratching and painting on rock faces, how they trace the trajectories from animal to human, voyages between hand and paw, snout and nose. Transitions to the other side. How far are you prepared to follow in my footsteps? Have you taken fright already? Behold the scars of my passage, the marks of my skin on Mother Earth. Note well, my hide is this dust and sand. Hear me in every footfall, every hoof fall. See me reflected in every eye gazing into a fire. I am both mark and mirror. I am of this land, bred from stone. See, the crag lizard swallows the termite, minutely adjusts its foot, scarcely skims the soil. Listen, history is starting to quake. The dust of forgotten battles and unrecorded deaths is shaken up, quivering under the seething surface.